This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, May 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. If it seems like you've been getting a lot more junk mail lately offering you a loan, you aren't imagining it. After taking a pause during the pandemic, banks are back to offering lots of personal loans. So are these offers worth a look?
Personal loans do have set end payment dates. So unlike credit card debt, you know, people can find personal loans a lot more manageable because there's a fixed payment that's required every single month.
Coming up, our banking reporter Anna Maria Andriotis will be here to talk about the resurgence of personal loans and the pitfalls that borrowers need to watch out for. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
Banks are offering more personal loans to consumers. The credit reporting firm Experian says that lenders originated $222 billion of personal loans last year, up 22% from just before the pandemic, and the most since at least 2011. So what do you need to know about personal loans before deciding to take one out? To talk about that, I'm joined now by WSJ banking reporter Anna Maria Andriotis. Anna Maria, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be speaking with you.
So Anna Maria, just to get us started, there are a lot of different kinds of loans out there. What do people typically take out personal loans for?
Personal loans are taken out for a variety of reasons. They include consolidating credit card debt, basically moving existing credit card balances into one loan with a fixed payment and a fixed end date. But they also include a variety of purchases and expenses, things like paying for home renovations, paying for a vacation. Really, personal loans can be used for almost anything. They are meant to essentially finance expenses that people either don't have the money on hand to pay for those purchases in full right now, or people who just basically want to spread out their payments over time rather than putting up front cash. In many cases, lenders don't even ask or don't require writing on the application form what the person is using the personal loan for. But essentially what happens is when the consumer is approved and they take on the loan, the lender will deposit the entire loan amount into the consumer's bank account, and they will have a monthly payment to make to that lender for a set number of months until the loan is paid off.
Now, does the consumer have to put anything up to get a personal loan like you do with some other kinds of loans?
In most cases, it's an unsecured loan. So unlike a car loan that's tied to the car, and if the consumer doesn't pay their car loan, their car will get repossessed. Also, same with a mortgage. The asset, it's tied to the house. So if a consumer doesn't pay their mortgage, they will likely lose their house. With a personal loan, there isn't an asset in most cases that serves as collateral for the loan. So for that reason, it can be very appealing to consumers to sign up for one of these loans. Consumers, of course, going into these loans, getting these loans with good intentions, you know, would know that, well, you know, should something not go well in the future, should I suddenly lose my job or should I suddenly just not be able to pay? I'm not going to lose my car. I'm not going to lose my house. This thing is unsecured. Now, at the same time, the interest rates on these loans can be pretty high, especially when compared to the interest rates of secured loans, of loans like car loans and mortgages. There is a pretty big range with regards to what the rates on these loans could be, depending for the most part on people's credit scores. But in most cases, they can range anywhere from the high single digits to 20, 25% APR. So once you get to those sort of double-digit interest rates, it does certainly become a costly loan. And people need to sort of assess whether taking on those interest expenses makes sense for them.
Are there any other pros and cons for consumers to be aware of?
Personal loans do have set end payment dates. So unlike credit card debt, you know, people can find personal loans a lot more manageable because there's a fixed payment that's required every single month. The rates are usually fixed. And you know that by X month of X year, you will be done paying this loan. So it's good from a sort of planning perspective. I'd say from the con side, during the first quarter of this year, the solicitations for personal loans that were mailed out to U.S. consumers totaled $564 million. That was up 77% from the same period a year earlier. That's a high number. And when these solicitations go out, they often say you can qualify or you can receive up to, I mean, the numbers are high, you know, $20,000, $50,000, even $100,000 from, you know, a personal loan from a particular lender. Well, I think it's important for consumers to essentially not overextend themselves. Overall, consumer debt levels are rising again. Credit card originations are up substantially. So yes, right now, things overall for most consumers are in a good space from a financial standpoint. But taking on too many of these things can potentially become problematic. What looks like a manageable loan, a couple hundred dollars a month. Well, if consumers sort of keep signing on for more of these loans, things can quickly sort of go from being very manageable to not being manageable. Look, these loans can be helpful for many things. We are in a rising rate environment. People are looking at their credit card balances that they're carrying. The credit card interest rates tend to increase as the Fed increases rates. So the option to essentially move what could be balances that are in the 20% range on a credit card to a personal loan that potentially has half that interest rate, I mean, there are clear pros there. I think that basically a clear-cut reason needs to sort of be known and understood by the consumer as to why they're looking to sign up for this loan, how they think they'll benefit from it, and sort of what their plan is with it going forward.
Now, why have personal loans become so popular again?
So when the pandemic began, lenders pulled back sharply on personal loans and extending new personal loans. That happened with many consumer loan categories. And the fear when the pandemic began was because the unemployment rate shot up. Generally, unemployment and delinquencies are linked. So when the unemployment rate rises, so do missed payments. So the concern was, well, we're not going to extend more of these loans, originate more of these loans when unemployment is skyrocketing, which increases the chances that consumers are not going to pay their bills. But as we've seen so far, the exact opposite played out. Even though unemployment surged in the beginning of the pandemic, a variety of assistance, including government stimulus efforts and deferment programs from lenders, essentially resulted in delinquencies not skyrocketing. Delinquencies, for the most part, remain quite low, especially compared to sort of historical standards and pre-pandemic levels. So with the unemployment rate now being very low, delinquencies being very low, there's basically lenders are sort of looking at the market and it seems like a good time to extend more credit to consumers.
So what does this greater willingness to lend to more people mean for the kinds of consumers who can get a loan?
So what's interesting that's playing out right now and very different from when the pandemic began, is that right now what we're seeing with both credit cards and personal loans is that originations for subprime consumers are rising substantially. So this was the first space where lenders pulled back on when the pandemic began and unemployment shot up, because generally speaking, people with lower credit scores, that is an indication that they are more at risk of not being able to pay their loans in the future. But what we're seeing now is that subprime originations are up. For example, with personal loans, lenders extended nearly $23 billion of personal loans to consumers with credit scores below 620 last year. That roughly $23 billion was up 34% from a year earlier. So overall, what's happening is that lenders are trying to make up for the balances that they lost, the originations that they didn't actually make in 2020. And so we're in this sort of stage of building back the loan book. It's been going on since last year and it's continuing. And even if you have a low credit score, the rationale is, well, you're working. Lenders have verified your income, that you're employed. And so yes, you can get approved for this loan.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal banking reporter Anna Maria Andriotis. Anna Maria, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be speaking with you. Thanks so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.